V'tachan for Life, Shir 1208, Monday, Parshas Kedoshim. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored as a schos for Yeshua. The schos of Limud HaTorah and Chizuk of all of the listeners, and the schos of all of the lives that have been changed, should Be'ezer Hashem send him a Yeshua, and he should be Zeiche to Hatzlacha and Brocha Lo'erech Yom Tovim. We are explaining why the level of tikva is very practical and it could have a profound impact on a person's life. And there's another reason why it's such an important level. Many listeners reach out many times that they have bitachon and they don't see the Yeshua. And like we mentioned many times, bitachon is only a guarantee if you have 100% bitachon. We elaborated on it in the earlier shiurim. We'll Be'ezer Hashem elaborate on it as we get further in the higher levels. But a person has to have 100% bitachon. Be 100% certain that they will be zeicha to the Yeshua in order to be guaranteed to have a Yeshua. For example, a person has to be so certain that they'll see the Yeshua that if the Yeshua doesn't come, they will be as shocked as if the sun didn't rise in the morning. That's 100% bitachon. It is very difficult, it's almost impossible, to have that level of bitachon. And therefore, if a person does not have that level of bitachon, he's not guaranteed to see a Yeshua. But this is very important to understand. You don't have to be guaranteed to see a Yeshua. Even if you have a lower level of bitachon, 80%, 70%, 60%. Most of the time, that's good enough. 60% bitachon is good enough 60% of the time. You know, not everything in life is 100% guaranteed. A person gets into a car. He hopes he makes it safely and sound. He doesn't know for sure. You get on a plane, you don't know for sure you're going to get there. But that's part of life. A person takes a certain amount of risk. Nothing in life is 100% certain. And bitachon is no different. Of course, we try to strive to get the highest levels of bitachon. But the bottom line is, even if a person never reaches 100% bitachon, he will still, Be'ezer Hashem, see Yeshuas, because generally speaking, you don't need 100% bitachon to get the Yeshua that you need. Generally speaking. And therefore, we try to put our efforts into lower levels of bitachon, because they can also, Be'ezer Hashem, bring the Yeshua. However, there is always the possibility that a person will not see the Yeshua. And that is where it gets very frustrating. Especially if a person worked very, very hard on trying to feel higher levels of bitachon. 80%, 90%, well, Be'ezer Hashem, elaborate how to do that. But a person worked very hard to try to be guaranteed in his mind that he'll see the Yeshua, and then he did not see the Yeshua. And it's very, very frustrating. And we get this question all the time. How should a person deal with the frustration that they didn't see the Yeshua? We will, Be'ezer Hashem, elaborate further.